Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in once again to the Boardroom Chat. Man, I tell you, God's doing so many glorious things. If I look a little groggy, I've been running hard, boy. You know, just preaching this glorious gospel all over the world. And I got a wonderful announcement, and it's happening this Friday night.
You're going again.
I'm going again, glory to God. And I just got here, man, and I'm going again. And we have, the Lord spoke to me in January of this year to do a heaven tour about my trip to heaven in 1988. And we picked so far five different places. And we will be, this is June the 26th at 7 p.m., that's this week, at Karis Christian Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado. It'll be a meeting in person only service.
Yeah, we'll not have any live stream, but those of you that are in the Colorado, in fact, we've heard from the pastor that people are already traveling in from other states. So it's going to be a powerful meeting.
There won't be no worship and nothing like that. The thing starts at 7 o'clock. Kathy's going to introduce me, and I'm going to start talking about what happened. And then I'm going to open it up to question and answer. And so people can ask and everything. And I tell you, we did one, and it was phenomenal.
The first one was in Branson.
Branson, Missouri. I'm telling people, it was amazing. I mean, in fact, I thought, are we going too long? No, nobody left. I mean,
it was so powerful.
And I just talked about all kind of different things that I saw in heaven and things of that nature.
I believe there's a lot big expectation for this one, also in Colorado
and
Springs.
You know, and I tell people all the time, you don't have to believe any of this. But I tell people, check your spirit when I'm talking about it. It will touch you.
Yeah, we really appreciate Pastor Lawson opening up his church for us.
And Barbara,
dear friend and Barbara there in Colorado Springs, Karis Christian Center.
Yeah,
7 o'clock. If you're in the area, be there.
I was going to rent a convention center, but Lawson and Barbara were so kind. He said, just use my church. And it's a very big church. It's got
a lot of seating.
And let me say that again. That's tomorrow, June 26th. At 7 p.m. at Karis Christian Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Colorado.
In-person only service. And if you want to learn more about it, just go to
JDM.org. The address for the church is there.
And you'll be a blessing. Okay, next announcement. Ladies and gentlemen. Our Visionary Conference is coming up
on
Thursday, July the 9th at 7 p.m., Friday, July the 10th. At 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. at JDM International Headquarters. Admission is free. Mm-hmm. Think about that. Registration is free. You register. We have to have you register because, so we can get you a seat. Register at JDM.org. We'll be streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and the JDM app. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I have been celebrating 50 years of ministry all this year. I was just going to celebrate one day, Cassie. We're doing it all this year.
Yes.
This is going to be a very unique visionary conference. We're going to put a lot of New Orleans flavor. Da, 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 da. And then I'm going to switch that thing to the Holy Ghost, and God's going to come down, kiss the earth, and we're going to get caught between the smack. Praise God. It's going to be good. It's going to be unique. It's going to be wonderful. People are already ready. They're coming in. And I'm telling you what, people would say, I don't mean this to sound arrogant. They say that. So of all the meetings we go, we love this one the most. Full of joy. It's not very long. Thursday night, 7 p.m. Friday morning, July the 10th at 10 a.m. And also at 7 p.m. You can come a little early if you like, man, and visit New Orleans and eat. And I know it's hot down here just to get in the air conditioning. That's all I can tell you. I used to do this in April, but the problem, I had to change it to July, and I'll tell you why, because they have the Jazz Fest. You know, New Orleans is a very party town, let me just say that, kind of like Vegas. There's something going on all the time. And anyway, to make a long story short, a lot of people don't come to New Orleans because it's so hot. Well, we got good air conditioning in the summertime. You know what I'm saying? So it's worked out perfect. The crowds come in, and then we got a lot of air conditioning. So you'll be okay. You're going to have a wonderful time. You are going to be shocked at what God's going to do, what Jesse going to do, what Kathy going to do, and what you going to do. And we're going to make it do what it do. Praise the Lord.
And those of you that may be new, you may not know where we're located. He says, we're in Louisiana.
Watch
from all over the world. So we're in Louisiana. We're in the suburbs of New Orleans, Louisiana, and in a town called Destrehan. The address and all that will find out online for those of you who still have time to make plans to be here. You don't want to miss it.
It's about 6 miles from the airport. You just can't miss it. It will be a blessing of the Lord. So I'm really looking forward to it. Kathy, do you have anything else to say before we
get into
this?
I got some great testimonies.
Oh, let's talk the testimonies.
Especially these. They talk about how much the chat has blessed them. This one's from Constance, says, we love to listen to the boardroom chats. We are so blessed, and we are debt-free.
Hey, praise God.
JDM is very fertile soil. I use my faith voice every day in all things at all times.
Who's that person?
Constance.
Constance, thank you for being a partner to this ministry. The faith voice works.
It does.
And the anointing of increase is on us. You will get blessed, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, she's saying she's debt-free.
Debt-free.
Because JDM's fertile soil, they're going to save my husband. You always interrupt me when I'm doing the testimonies.
I've been interrupting you all your life.
Don't interrupt me while I'm interrupting you. And the finish says, and it's such a great testimony, my husband and I are honored to be JDM partners since 2019.
That's a blessing
of the Lord. That's a blessing.
Can I say this so I can interrupt you one more time?
Well, I'm finished. You're not interrupting.
Everything you send, 100% goes in the world of evangelism. We're debt free through. Too. So me and Constance and Kathy, we understand Romans 13:8. Owe no man anything but the living. Don't feel bad if you got debt.
Constance
and
her
husband. Just give God a job, sow a seed, and watch him take care of your debt. It will be a blessing.
Amen.
And minister life to you. What else you got?
And it helps us to reach people, change lives,
one soul at a
time. Since 1976. Hallelujah. Yeah. And this next one's from Vonda. It says, this is exactly why I came here to listen to the boardroom chats. I need more positives in my life and no doubts. I'm using Romans 4:17 and calling those things that be not as though they were.
One thing we believe at Jesse the Planet's Ministry, we don't believe in doubt.
That's right.
Doubt is mental anemia. It's a form of atheism. We will not have it, because if you doubt anything in this word, you doubt that God exists. We will not have it here. And we believe in the Bible 100%.
And Romans 4:17 is the theme verse for our year, which has the theme, use your faith voice.
Yes.
And so a lot of people are doing that, and it's transforming their life, because your faith voice is based on what God's voice said, and his word was spoken so that it would be written, and it was written so that it would be spoken. So
Amen.
It's so good. This next one is from Curtis. It says, another blessed message by you both. Doubt always comes from the five senses. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Jesse, for these God-inspired gold nuggets from the Lord.
Hallelujah. We like gold. See, somebody gave me a gold watch. You like it? Watch my watch.
Yes.
She goes, yeah.
But I think they're talking about the gold nuggets from the Word, of course.
Praise God.
Connie says, we as Christians should be taught about doubt, but I have never heard about any other preacher talk about this. Thank you, Brother Jesse and Kathy, from one of your JDM partners. So they've been educated.
Well, the problem is, and I hate to say this, I don't mean this to be negative against the church. A lot of the church preaches doubt and unbelief. Now, you can't expect everything. Jesus said, all things are possible to them that believe. And he said, ask anything in my name, and I will do it. That's St. John 14, verses 12, 13, 14. That's what he said. That's what we believe. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen, and all things will come to you.
Amen.
Spiritually, physically, financially, ever. You'll be living here just like you'll be living in heaven. His will be done where, Kathy?
On earth.
As it is where?
In heaven.
Hey.
That's what we do.
That's the word.
We make it do what it do.
We're going to make it do what it do.
I got two more. Nikki says, thank you both for teaching on real life issues and for helping us gain wisdom through the scriptures and your teachings. Thank God for you both.
Isn't that a blessing?
And then Jerry says, I love being a part of the boardroom chats. Thank you, JDM. I'm grateful for you.
Well, you just made our day by saying that. And I mean, and we'd like for you to also maybe send in a testimony or send in an opinion if you like it, and you'll be blessed by it. And I thank you. Once again, I want to thank all our wonderful financial partners who help us do all this. We could not do this without your faithful financial support. You know why? Two of you agree. Well, give me $1,000 agree. Oh, give me $100,000 agree. What can we do? If you'd like to be a part in this mission, and I hope you do, I mean, because 100%, we're totally debt-free, goes into world evangelism. We don't take your money, me and Kathy. We already taken care of. All you got to do is go to jdm.org. That's our website. And hit the donate button if you like to, if you want to. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But still keep watching the boardroom chats of everything we do online, and also television. Things that we've really been focusing more lately on online. You know, because a lot of it is social media, because that's where the world's going, see? And of course, we're on television too, but we're really emphasizing a lot on our JDM apps and the different things that we have here.
You know, we're on 41 different platforms.
41 platforms, that's what it's all about.
The world, preaching the gospel to
Amen.
Every creature.
So I ask you to be a partner. We're believing God for 20,000 people to give $1,000. Now, you don't have to give that if you don't have it. But I won't tell you one thing. That's $20 million. What are you going to do with that? Two projects eat it up just like that. I wish it was cheaper. My God, I wish it would, but it's not. If you'd like to use PayPal, you can. You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. That's in the United States only. Or you can go to our free JDM app, select the giving you want right there, or you can use the post office and mail in something. I hope you do. Because I tell you what, for every dollar given to your ministry, we believe God for a soul into the
Amen.
Kingdom.
Amen.
So I ask you to do that. I make no excuses for that. Why? Because I don't touch your money. Hallelujah. Even the IRS told one of my people one time, they said, that man never touches that money. It's not mine. It's yours. And you give it to the work of the Lord. And that's what it's all about. Thank you for being a partner today. Boy, I tell you what, we announcing a lot of different things. And God is so good and great. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say something, Kathy didn't even know. I think maybe she might. I'm thinking about it, and I want to listen to my staff listen to me, too. I'm thinking about maybe starting doing a daily podcast. Would you like us to do something like that? And talk about what? I don't know. Chrissy tells me everything to talk about.
No, she doesn't.
Kathy definitely tells me everything.
Actually, we try to, but you go in a direction
you want. Oh, I just go as the Lord directs me and guides me. Praying about it. I got a lot of work. I do a lot of work. I mean, I didn't get to bed until about 1:30, 2 o'clock.
So is this a daily podcast just with you or with other people or me? Do you have any idea what it's about? Are you enlisting me into your...
Oh, no, if you don't want to, I can do it by myself.
No, I love
it. It's faster when I do it by myself because Kathy don't interrupt me. But anyway, I give her a hard time.
I think the chat is one of our more popular things.
So maybe
we're
something.
A good... team.
Oh, I think we are definitely a good thing. I'm praying about it because I got so much to do. I mean, we're reaching people. And I'm going to talk about today a little bit why I don't retire. I believe, hey, if you retired, God bless you. Enjoy yourself. Me, I'd get so bored in 3 days, it'd be unreal. You know, some people look forward to getting out on the porch, like they say in South Louisiana, sitting in a rocker. Oh, man, we let the lizard sit in our rocker. We got rockers everywhere. We don't sit there. Things, it looked good. We just go.
Yeah, I looked out this morning, and I thought, God, that looks pretty comfortable.
It is comfortable.
You got it really late. Yeah, it'd be great to
but
just
I mean,
sit.
My Lord, it's just such a blessing to serve the Lord. Mm-hmm. People say, you seem to obey so easily. Well, you know, love makes obedience easy. I've been saying that lately. The Lord gave me that statement, and it's such a blessing. If you got a Bible... go with me to Mark chapter 16. Now, I'm going to tell you why. There are a lot of ministers that I started out with. They either have passed away, shut down. They can't go anymore, do whatever. And we pray for them. But I made up my mind. I will complete my destiny and reach my destination. There's so many things that God wants me to do. I'll give you an example for this. He told me to believe God for 20,000 people to get $1,000. I said, okay, I can do that. That's $20 million. I don't get any of it. It goes straight to God's work. Now, watch this. Then he gave me a revelation on how to replenish. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subdue. Replenish what you have. And then he told me something about maybe 3 weeks later, I'm going to give you a $20 million chunk giver. And Kathy, I was kind of shocked by that. I said, well, wait. What's that for? You know, I mean, because, you know, we believe God for the 20,000 people to give $1,000. Then it dawned on me, as soon as I finished these things, I said, you got something else for me to do. Yeah, and that's why I don't retire, because God's always moving, because I'm willing to do the work. I'm willing to go where he tells me to go and do what he tells me to say. And I have picked it up, St. John chapter 12, verse 49 and 50, where Jesus said, I only say what my Father says, and only do what my Father says to do. I do the same thing, so does Kathy and everybody in this ministry. Now, let me tell you why. I travel so much, and I'm going to be 77 years old very, very soon. But, you know, I just keep going. I just got off the treadmill. I mean, I do everything I'm supposed to do. I'm a little chunky because I like to eat. Fried chicken. They say that's full of cholesterol. Yeah. So what? Praise God. Anyway, don't listen to me. Eat healthy, praise God, if you like boiled food. But anyway, whatever. God is
maybe
so
maybe it's
good.
The popcorn.
Yes. Like
and the crackers.
And all that kind of stuff.
And the pretzels.
And the pretzels. Mark chapter 16. This verse is why I'm sitting in this chair. And I got in about 12 something and went to bed at 2 o'clock and then got here. And he said in verse 15, This is Jesus talking now. Go ye. I realize that my name is ye. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, the good news. We are a good news organization here. Go in the world. Now, you know why I have the plane and I wear them out? Think about that, because I can't do it airlines. You might be able to get on the airlines and go vacations away or do something, but it's very, very hard to do a schedule and then they just say, well, we're canceling. You know, they just shut it down or whatever. Go in all the world and preach the gospel. In other words, I should bring you good news. Most ministers, not most, maybe that's a little strong, but a lot of them, all they talk about is bad news. They're despondent, they're depressed, you never know what God's going to do, and all that craziness. This says, go give somebody good news. Now watch this. I'm going to read it again. And he said unto them, go ye in all the world and preach the gospel. Notice this, to every creature. My responsibility and Kathy's responsibility and this ministry's responsibility is to preach to 8 billion people. That's how many people got on the planet, roughly. Almost 8 billion, maybe a little hair more now. And you have to have the tools to do that. And we're constantly traveling. We just came back from one of the longest trips we did. I mean, we went from New Orleans all the way to Perth, Australia. Do you know how far down Perth is?
That was in May.
That was in May. Across the continent of Australia, which is bigger than the United States. Not long ago, we're about ready to go all the way back to Europe again. Europe, United States, constantly doing it. The other day, I flew from New Orleans, nonstop, all the way to Anchorage, Alaska. Preach one service. That cost a lot of money. It sure did. But what's the value of a soul? You see what I'm saying? I mean, flew 7 straight hours, got off the plane at about, and I had to preach at 6 o'clock on Sunday night. Kathy wanted to come with me. She preached Sunday morning and whoom. I mean, we hit that jet and that thing was smoking. I mean, it got off.
In a good way.
but maybe 10 minutes after 5, we had to drive to a town called Wasilla. I think that's how you say it. Wasilla. We got there at about 10 minutes to 6, in the church at 6, starting to minister the word of God. Think about that. We didn't stop there. As soon as we finished, we flew over to Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. My God, man. Had a glorious time with Doug and Savetta. I like her. His wife is a wonderful person. Then we went to Helena, Montana. This is all in the same days, you see? Not the same day, but 3 days to do it, and then turned around, went back to there in Washington. What's the name of the town?
Tacoma,
Washington. Flew back to New Orleans so we could do all this stuff. I had to preach Father's Day, and I had a great Father's Day. It was a blessing. Jody said, Daddy, I'll take you out to anywhere you want to eat. I said, let's go eat some pizza. I hadn't had pizza in a while. I don't have to be fancy. I can if you want, you know. And then turned around from that, and that's why my eyes are a little funny looking. Flew all the way to Canada to preach for a wonderful man named Phil Hutchinson and his wonderful wife, Jamie. Boy, can that woman lead some worship. Then I realized something. His son, who is 13, plays the drums. The daughter does all the announcements. Then the smaller daughter, I guess she must be 8, 9.
She was singing too, yeah.
She's singing too. I thought, boy, this is so family oriented.
Yeah, and a lot of pastors came from that whole region, from
Maine, all over. I mean, it was
Canada. Amazing.
They were kicking off their
camp meeting.
And we walked out there and I went, oh, it's so cool up here. Flew back, got here. Man, as soon as we opened the door, wham, just got hit with sweat. You know, they say this humidity is good for your skin. Look at me. It sure has not helped me. Look how loose that is. You want to shake your
head? No, I do not.
It hadn't helped me, but that's all right. We get used to it. And then watch this. Coming doing this and then heading to Colorado Springs.
Friday.
And then also we're going to be in Omaha, Nebraska.
The following Sunday.
On Sunday morning. And who's that wonderful man I'm preaching for?
I think it's the Kuhnemans, huh?
Hank Kuhneman and his wonderful church and family. Looking forward to it this Sunday morning coming up. I mean, boom, boom, boom. I'm going to fly back. I'm not going to be home 24 hours. Boom. Back in that plane, going.
So that I could be in the pulpit here at Covenant Church on Sunday morning. I won't be with you in Omaha, but I'll be with you in Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
So excited about
that. Doing as much as we possibly can. Go ye into all the world. Not trying to be a big preacher. in any way, shape, or form. I just want to complete the destiny that God gave me.
You know, Jesse, when you started talking about that, God reminded me of Joshua and how, you know, he had an assignment and something to do. And we have an assignment God's called us to do, and we have to be faithful. Like you said, there's 8 billion people on the planet.
That's right.
And thankfully, you know, we continually hear from people whose lives have been impacted or changed or stirred up or launched into the ministry through their messages they've heard. Or in services they've been in, or books they've read, different things that have happened. But we have to complete what God's called us to do. There's many more that still need to be reached, many more that need to be changed. I was reading Joshua. I went to Joshua 13, chapter 1. It says, "Now Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, Thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed." This was the halfway point of the book of Joshua. And so he still had a whole lot of fighting, repossessing, a lot of accomplishing to do, things that he had to accomplish in his life. But God recognized where he was, but God empowered him to continue on doing what he was called to do.
God is never going to write a verse like that about us. I don't care how old I get. I mean,
we're still at it.
Preach this gospel, we will complete our destiny and reach our destination. When I got born again on Labor Day weekend, that's in America, that's in September, weekend in 1974, and when I got born again, Kathy was already born again, we immediately made our mind up to do what the Lord told us to do. I was not a church boy. I didn't believe in that kind of stuff. And that was on a Saturday night about 8:45. And Sunday morning, we got up and I said, "Let's find a church." You freaked out. You went, "You are going to go to church?" Yeah. And from that day forward, I can honestly say my mind is focused. You focus on your priority, you eliminate all your confusion on the vision that God gave. People call me a visionary specialist. I guess I am in one sense, but to God be the glory for it, because it's the vision of Him. When we do the visionary conference, the only time that I talk about JDM is when we receive an offering. Not so I can get more money. I like people to know where their finances are going. How many times you've given an offering, you have no idea where it's going? You ever thought about that? But I let people know. But we're not talking about JDM's vision, even though it's a good vision. We talk about the vision of God Almighty. And this is it right here. It's called this. They call this the Great Commission to go preach.
Right.
And I like verse 20, "And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following." Right. Amen, which means so be it. So that's why I guess I travel so much, you know, and keep going at my age. People say, "When are you going to slow down?" When the Lord tells me to.
Just there's still much things to do.
Well, the reason why I
many
know
more people to
he kind of shocks me. I mean, I get to thinking, man, okay, he gave me this money to do this, and he gave me this money to do that. Okay, we're getting it done. And I think, well, maybe I can sit down for a minute. All of a sudden, he says, "Believe for this." I said, "Boy, he knows I will do the work. I'm not bragging on myself. He knows me and Kathy will just do the work." And I mean that sincerely, son. And it's almost 24/7. If she has to preach on Sunday morning, and I happen to be home Saturday night, and I go to bed at 10 o'clock, the woman don't get in the bed till about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. Study it.
The woman.
Well, that's you. Aren't you a woman?
Yes.
My wife. You know what I'm saying. But, I mean, she is so dedicated to getting that sermon ready and getting it out. And, I mean, it's just the way it is. And it's just such a blessing. And we sure aren't complaining. I've had some preachers say, "Man, I tell you what, I need a break." I don't think we need a break. Sometimes we get tired naturally. Kathy said, "I don't believe we've ever had a vacation that you're not preaching somewhere. Or I'll book something." I just like to add God into my vacations or holidays. Just one little service. I've given Him my birthdays. And remember when I made 70, Kathy said, "You're going to preach your 70's a big birthday. You're going to preach your birthday?" And that was in Las Vegas.
Vicki and David Shearing.
And they let, it was such a blessing. Well, guess what? Our visionary conference starts July the 9th. That's my birthday.
And we're going to celebrate by preaching
Come
the word.
Come on, just preaching this gospel. Because He said, "Go ye."
Go ye.
We don't believe in quit. There's no quit in us. And that's God's vision.
Yes.
So in the midst of all those things, and I've had people say, you just never get discouraged. Now, I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm going to say. If any man believe in revival, I do. But I never needed it for myself because I never lost my vibe. So I could revive. I just get in the Word and I go, wow. Now, I've been preaching 50 years, and that verse 15, going to the world, preach the gospel, ever great, is just so, it's so passionate in my life. It was when I first preached my first message on January the 4th, 1976. One time I said, I preached my first message on January the 4th, 1776. They went, ooh, you've been preaching a long time. And I said, oh, yeah, I knew George. You know, we have a George here. You know, that's the George.
Spelled I'm not differently. Talking about. George is Jorge.
Yeah, but I call him George. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's such a blessing. Our visionary conference, again, I know this board has more information. It's Thursday, July the 9th. Right here at International Headquarters Building, Industrial Hand, Louisiana, about 6 miles from the airport, Thursday, July the 9th at 7 p.m., Friday, July the 10th at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. at JDM International Headquarters. Admission's free, registration's free. You need to register at JDM.org. We'll be streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and JDM app, all those kind of things. But we need you to do that so we can make room for you because a lot of people come.
You know, I was just thinking about this.
Such a blessing.
Because our whole theme here, you've been reading the scriptures, go ye, but we're telling you, come ye.
Yeah, come ye.
I want you to come ye or watch ye.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a powerful time here.
Oh, it's going
to
be
one. For our 50th celebration to have the Visionary Conference during this year, we all sense a powerful, God's going to do something unique and different in the lives of all those that come expecting.
Oh, it's going to happen. There's no other choice in the matter.
So come ye.
Now, that's thoughts on my birthday, July the 9th. Now, let me back up. This Friday.
This week.
June the 26th, 7 p.m., I'll be talking about heaven, our heaven tour. I'll be at Charis Christian Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado. It's an in-person only service. There'll be no worship, none of that.
It's going to start on time, so get there early.
It's going to start on time. And I'm going to open it up to question and answer. You can ask me anything.
Yeah.
I'll leave it open. I'm telling you, it's going to be a wonderful
time. So and, we're going to go ye. So we want you to come ye.
It's not,
I think
yes.
It's still fun.
Yeah, it's not
come
gonna...
ye and or well, you won't be able to watch ye.
No, it won't be online.
Colorado
this
Springs.
Is in person.
In person.
You know how they say in theaters only, that kind of stuff. Because God told me to do it that way, just that simple. Yes.
You got to obey God.
So I hope you can be there tomorrow.
It's going to be, you know, I think the reason it's that way, it's more of an intimate setting. And some people that ask the questions really don't want to be on, like, national, global TV because it's a broadcast, a live stream or whatever. This will be a private place where you can ask the questions in that intimate atmosphere. And I remember the questions and answers that happened in Branson was amazing.
Oh,
it just brought it to another whole level. The preciousness, it was still an awe, a spirit of awe in the house. And each time we have these, it's going to grow. Because this one is in Colorado Springs. And then the next one, I believe, is in Minneapolis, Minnesota in August. And then we're going to be at Eagle Mountain International Church in the Fort Worth area. That's in Newark, Texas. And then the last one will end up this year in Sarasota, Florida, at Faith Life Church, Keith and Phyllis Moore's church there. We started out at their church in Branson. We're going to end up at their church in Florida because we had that vision together. We're talking about it. But I believe God's going to add more to these tours you've been talking
about. In fact, we're having a lot of pastors right now writing.
Wanting you to come.
Want to come.
And so we got
this.
Some things we're already planning for 2027.
And can I say this? This is very sacred to me. That's why I don't ever talk much about it. You know, but I'm under command of the Lord to do this. Plus, I'm still preaching my revivals and meetings and all the different things of that nature. So I know we've been doing a lot of announcements, but you need to be there tomorrow. I'm telling you, I met Abraham. You talk about a nice guy. Mm. Jesus is between 5'11 and 6'1". I'll just tell you this much. I thought his hair was like mine because me just going. And he turned his head like this and his hair was light brown. Let me tell you something. It's going to shake you to your shoes.
Yeah, and you know, you've shared this the first time in a public place, I think at John Osteen's many years ago.
Well, I was thin and skinny in them days.
But it was, you told it, and that's been on our website. Mm-hmm. We've had it on the app. It's a lot of places. Has had millions of views.
Oh, God.
But there's something about hearing it in person, being in the house, being there when you retell it, because you could probably count on one hand the times that you've actually told it.
Oh, not...
in a public place.
Very, very few. Yeah. Because people want you to.
So
well,
this is a unique
I just don't
opportunity.
Unless the Holy Ghost tells me to do.
That's right.
And I'm under command, so I hope you can come and you'll be blessed. Now you know why me and Kathy are busy, because of this vision the Lord said to go to.
Go ye.
Into the world. He loves the world. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten
That's
Son,
right.
that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Ladies and gentlemen, partners, thank you for sending me. And for you that are not a partner, thank you for watching. I hope you become one. Don't get mad at me when you get to heaven. Your front yard will be full of people because you invested in a ministry that does what it says. Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
Amen.
Until next week, Jesse and Kathy saying, we love you. God bless you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.